Hello, awesomeness creators. It's Nina Kovner with Passion Squared with this week's audio blog. This week's topic is confidence really a choice? I'll start with a quote. Confidence is a choice, not a symptom. That's Seth Godin. Confidence defined, a feeling or belief that you can do something well or succeed at something. Just last week, I wrote about confidence when sharing the Creating Awesome recipe. It seems I just keep feeling the pull to write about it more. Why? Because as I shared last week, to me, it is one of the biggest things holding back so many small business owners, particularly in the professional beauty biz. And it totally bums me out, since if that is really the only thing holding back greatness, why is it not talked about more? So my marketing and biz guru, Seth Godin, wrote about it recently too, and I had to share as I love his take on it. Here is what confidence means, taken directly from his blog. Quote, the batter has already hit two home runs. When he gets up to bat for the third time, his confidence is running high. It's easy to feel confident when we're on a roll, when the cards are going our way, or we're closing sales right and left. This symptomatic confidence, one built on a recent series of successes, isn't particularly difficult to accomplish or useful. Effective confidence comes from within. It's not the result of external events. The confident salesperson is likely to close more sales. The confident violinist expresses more of the music. The confident leader points us to the places we want and need to go. You succeed because you've chosen to be confident. It's not really useful to require yourself to be successful before you're able to become confident. That's Seth Godin. I agree with Seth. And I would also add that yes, education is very empowering. Knowledge does destroy fear, as my awesome buddy DJ Muldoon shares with us. But in the end, you gotta believe. You gotta do what you gotta do to truly believe you can make it happen, that you deserve success. I think the other myth is that believing and knowing are the same thing. To me, they are not. I believe I can empower people. It's what I do every day. I believe it. But do I know for sure that what I share will empower people? Well, actually, no. I don't know for sure, but because I believe it, I have a much better chance of choosing to show up, create, and share myself with the people I love, with the belief that they will be better for having engaged with me. It's why I wrote my book, Follow Your Heart. It's why I wake up every day, because I believe. What do you believe? Shared with love from Nina. Have a beautiful day creating awesome. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.